Studying the Kuntres HaChesed of the Michtab Me'eliyahu. Oh, we're doing a different one. I see you're holding. So here we are in the fourth chapter of what Rav Dessler calls the pamphlet discussing the concept of Chesed, of kindness. Rav Yasher, do you have the booklet? Okay. Perek Dalet. We spoke last time. Perek Gimel was about business dealings and the tendency of giving and taking. Tonight we're going to talk Bishoresh Ha'ahava, the root of love. You're joining us? Okay, very nice. So we are learning Kuntres HaChesed of Rav Dessler, right here. This is where we're up to. Perek Dalet. En Adam Ba'olam She'en Bo Nitzotz Koach HaNetina. He starts off with a very, very fundamental statement. There is no one in the world, there's no human that doesn't have a spark in his being of koach hanetina, of the desire to give. Everyone likes to give. See, now we're going to switch tunes. It was a bit harsh, the perek before. Everyone has the love to give. That's part of the human makeup. Where can we see this? It will manifest itself. A human being is not happy when he is in solitude, when he is alone. When a person misses the social circle, he misses the people. He doesn't like to be alone. Person yearns to be together with people. Asher me'imken nafsho yavo. These are feelings that come from the depths of the soul of the human being. In parentheses, he writes, "Veze lecha ha'ot." The proof is, "Ki hine onesh beta asurim." He mentioned this once. The punishment of being put in prison. Ha'hafrada me'hachevra, which basically means to be isolated from society, leonish chamur yechashev, is considered a very big punishment. How is it called? Solitary confinement, right? To be confined to solitude, it's a very big punishment. Imagine a person, lo alenu, imagine a person who's put into solitary confinement. What is he going through in himself? Any kind of noise that he hears from outside, he's craving. He still feels connected somehow. If there's nothing, it ruins him. It kills the person inside. Because he wants to be with others. What are these feelings of longing? Where does it come from? What's the reason? Why do people not like solitude? You know what the answer is, he says? Nitzotz koach hanetina. That's the spark of the desire to give. Interesting. You don't necessarily have to say that, right? Otherwise, other people would say, maybe it's the koach hanetila. Maybe you miss people because you get stuff from people, right? He's saying if you look honestly and deeply into it, the reason why people miss the chevra is because of the sense of, yes, belonging, but the sense of belonging has its root in the desire to contribute. Wow. And he's going to develop it. He says, Kol adam yit'ave lebanim. Here on page 36. Kol adam yit'ave lebanim. Everyone desires to have children. Right? Everyone. We're talking about fathers and mothers. Everyone desires to have children. V'yesh bazeh shete v'chinot. There are two aspects in this desire. Why do people want to have children? Aleph. Well, this is the simpler take. Ki argish et bana sheyehyu kehemshech le'atzmuto le'achar sheyipared me'olamo. A person wants to have a continuation of. He feels that his children are an extension of himself, and they are going to, even after 120, when he leaves the world, I have a continuance in this world. That's part of the desire to have children, absolutely. Bet ki yargish tzorech vehechreach sheyehye lo et asher ye'ehavenu ve'yetiv lo. A person has a strong desire to have someone to love and to benefit. Yeah. Not the other way around. I have a desire to have a child who's going to love me. People might think like that again, and you might have such selfish feelings by people, but again, that's why we need to pause between each sentence here to really, really think about this. The reason, why is it? Why is it that Sarah was praying all her life, that Avraham Avinu was praying literally all his life to have a son? Why do people crave having children? They want to be able to nurture. They want to be able to give. There is this natural tendency, desire to give over. Yes?
If that was true, then,
first of all, not if, no, it is. Now that it's true, yes?
How do we explain, I guess, situations where someone has a child that has special needs, or if you don't see people, you know?
It's not like a person wants to be put in a matzav of a nisayon. But I have an answer for you.
A lot more given. Like, you can acquire a lot more.
No, so that it doesn't mean that a person is walking around looking for opportunities to just give everything away. No. I'll answer. But there is still that desire to give, but in the proportion of parent to child. However, let me really answer your question. And the answer to your question is after the fact. Lo alenu, after the fact, when such a child, let's say, is born, normally, I'm talking in normal, we have also cases of people not healthy. They don't have a healthy state of mind, so they react differently. A healthy reaction is that now the parents of such a child, of special needs, have more love flowing from their heart. Where's that coming from? They should be sadder. They should be holding themselves back because of what is this? This is not what I wanted. All of a sudden they find a wellspring of wanting to give. And that is because specifically what you're saying. So a person is not asking for that, but when he is confronted with the reality of that, all of a sudden that nitzotz, what he calls, spark of koach netina, overflows even more and shows itself more. Where did it come from? It's not something that was just created yesh me'ayin. It was all there.
So when he's saying kol Adam, he's talking about kol
human
average,
beings.
Average.
Yes, yes. Person. Healthy person. Yes, absolutely.
About
there are exceptions and they're not healthy. The makeup of a human being, the way he's supposed to be. And which we, I think we understand it. You know, this is how it is. Don't we see this, he says, with people who go childless? They're not able to bring children. Many cases of people adopting children and bringing orphans to their home. And they really bring them up like their children. And come to them 10 years later and dare tell them this is not your child. What do you mean? Because of all the giving and giving, it's my child. Some, they don't take in an orphan, but they'll bring in a pet. They'll bring an animal into a dog or some other animal into the house. And they will treat the animal as if they're treating their own children. This is also proof. Asher shoresh koach hanetina tamun hu be'omek nefesh ha'adam. The koach hanetina, that tzelem elokim, that part of tzelem elokim, the want to give. This is only by humans. This desire to give, to contribute, to help, to nurture, to take care of, is manifested in all these kinds of ways. See, he says like this, kan she'ela yafa omedet lefanenu. Now we have a very beautiful question that stands before us. Listen to this, Zaki. Listen. Hen ha'ahava ve'anetina ba'ot ke'achat. It seems like love and giving come simultaneously. Ha'im ha'netina hi toladat ha'ahava? Is giving the result of love? O lehefech, ha'ahava ba'a min ha'netina. Love is the result of giving. That's the question that he's asking now. He says, "Urgalnu lachshov." We habitually think, "Etanetina le toladat ahava." There is, when a person loves a person, the result of that love produces the desire to give. Ki le'asher ye'ehav ha'adam yetivlo. To the person who a person loves, he will benefit. He will do good. Aval ha'svara ha'shniyah hi, but the other way of looking at it is the following. Listen carefully. Ki yohav ha'adam et peri ma'asav. A person is very much in love with the product of what he does. A person is very much connected to something that he was able to accomplish, that he was able to do. Peri ma'asav, the fruits of one's labor, a person is very much connected with it. Behargisho, because the person feels, asher chelek min atzmiyuto bahem hu, because he feels that a part of himself is in peri ma'asav, is in that product, because he invested, he gave. So a part of him, oh, what does it mean to give? You took a part of yourself and you gave it. So in that which you gave, a person feels that there is a part of him. Im ben yihyeh, whether it's a son, asher yalad o imen, that he either gave birth to or that he just brought up, o chaya asher gidel, or an animal that he brought up, im tzemach asher nata, or a flower that he planted, a plant. You ever saw a person tend to his tomatoes in the garden with such love? What are you loving? These are tomatoes, right? But no, and you'll say, maybe it's just he likes tomatoes. No, the tomatoes from the store, he doesn't care about his tomatoes. Ay, ay, ay. His cucumbers that in his little strip of land, he was able to be successful to, I've never seen this, to bring out every day. Why? Because he nurtured it. He gave of his own time. He gave of his own self for those cucumbers. So in those cucumbers, there's an instinct that tells him, I'm in there. A part of me is in there. Even regarding inanimate objects, kmo bayit asher bana. When a person builds a house, he looks at that house differently than he looks at other houses. He sees in that house, he sees himself. So he says, Hineu davuk lemaasei adav be'ava. A human being is connected to the fruits of his labor, of his work, with love. Ki et atzmo imtza bahem, because he finds himself in them. V'chen hir'uni mekor bedivrei rabotenu zichronam livracha ki svara zot hashniyah. In other words, what is he trying to say here? We think that the product of love is giving. No. It's the other way around. The product of investing, of giving, you know what happens after that? You love. Because in that which you gave, or to whom you gave, you see you are connected to that part of you. So giving breeds loving. That's what he's saying. And he brings a beautiful source to this from the words of Chachamim, Ki kach shaninu b'masechet derech eretz zuta. It says in Masechet derech eretz, Im chafetz ata lidabek be'avat chaverecha. Look how Chazal, you see, we have to develop things with like 20 pages. Chazal said in one line. What do they say? Im chafetz ata lidabek be'avat chaverecha. If you want to be strongly loving your friend, hevenose venoten betovato. Be engaged in benefiting him. Give. We can even see this in the word in Lashon HaKodesh. How do you say love in Hebrew? In English, you say love. But in Hebrew, ahava. What's the shorish of the word ahava? If you know a little bit Aramaic / Hebrew, yahiv means to give. Ahava means giving. So it's not really a proof. I wouldn't prove it from the word, because you could also say the reason why the Shorish is giving is because it's the result of Ahava. You love, therefore you give. But it could also be very well that the Shorish of Ahava, which means what caused the Ahava, is the Hav, is the giving. Giving breeds love. Who said there is love of a child to a parent? Naturally, it's not necessarily that way. I know it's hurtful to say that. Believe me, I'm a very emotional person, and I suffer from codependency. Don't worry. We're all in this. You know, I'll readily admit. But we have to also face the fact that they don't love us the same way we love them, and that's a fact. By the way, it's a fact, and we have to remember that. And by the way, it's a healthy thing to remember. It will help out. It's not necessarily a natural thing for a child to love the parent the way the parent loves the child. The parent is infused by the Creator with a tank of love, with a whole big tank, that almost endless, of love towards the child. The child loves his parents because he receives so much from them. So obviously when you receive, there's also love. It's not the same. It's not the core love. That's why, by the way, the Torah never says, Ehav et avicha ve et imecha. Never says that anywhere. It never commands a child, love your parents. It says, Kabed et avicha ve et imecha. Honor your parents. Ishimo ve aviv tira'u. Fear them, meaning give them the respect of awe. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course. Ve'avtai et Hashem Elokecha. Absolutely, absolutely. That we'll get to that. By the way, we're driving at that. But right now we're learning the concept that giving is what creates true love, and that's why the love of the parent is greater. Yes?
Yeah, I have a funny question, but it's actually very serious. Imagine you have two people have two different wives. I'll use wives as an example.
Okay.
And one wife is very demanding. She expects gifts all the time. And the other one is like very easygoing. She never demands anything. So that the wife that's actually expecting is promoting more love towards herself based on this concept. The other one is like, no, I don't expect anything. It's actually...
I understand your... Yeah. I think I understand your question. I think I understand your question. I'm not sure that 100% it would be compared to what we're saying. Because you use the word she's expecting and she demands.
But even... So eventually that husband...
Eventually, because he's giving...
So much in a relationship, spend so much time and money and stuff,
Right, so you would think we're talking about... I hear you. You would think we're talking about when you give on your own. When you want to give, so that type of giving breeds the love. But when you're asked to give all the time, it could even breed the opposite, maybe. But it could be this kind... What you're trying to say is like this. It could be that this concept goes so far as to say that even giving by force, even giving, not wanting to give, but the act of giving eventually has its effect that it creates love. Could be. It could be. That's taking this concept saying it in a bigger chiddush. What? Yes. Yes, very true, very true. And by the way, getting back to your question about the children, the child who excels in kibud av ve'em has more chance to love his parents than the other child who doesn't excel in kibud av ve'em, because he is, mechabed and constantly tending. That will, engender a lot more love than otherwise. Ve'amuka hi ha'ahava zot me'od. This is a very, very deep love, he says. He says, let's look into the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it says, and he writes in parentheses, Shehu HaMakor HaYechidi. The Torah is the really only true source, Lada'at etimke kochot ha'nefesh atumam, to know the depths of the powers of the nefesh, Ki rak ha'borei levado hu asher yada, because it's the Creator Himself only, who knows et misteri nefesh ha'adam asher yatzar, the mysteries of the Adam that he created. So if a person wants to know the depths of the psyche, psychology, emotional depths of a human being, where are we supposed to find that? It has to be in the Torah. There's a lot of advancement today in the area, in the chokhmah, in the wisdom of emotional psychology. Absolutely. But you should know that any chidush that is found today in the study of psychology has to be found in the Torah. In fact, if it cannot be found in the Torah, then it actually points a finger right back at it to check if it's true or not. It has to be found in the Torah because the Torah is the blueprint of the creation of the human being. It's written by the one who created the human being and his psyche. So we look to the Torah to find the ma'amakei ha-nefesh, the depths of the nefesh. So what do we see? He gives one example. Very interesting. We might even gloss over this and never pay attention. It's in Parashat Shoftim. Remember where they're about to go to war and you have the Kohen who gets up to make announcements. Who's the go back home? Who's the go back home? Right? And you're left with a handful of soldiers. So what does the Psukim say? Mi ha'ish asher bana bayit velo chanacho. Anyone built a house and he didn't do Chanukat HaBayit yet? Yelech v'yashov levito. Go home. Don't go to battle. Mi ha'ish asher, the next one. Mi ha'ish asher nata kerem velo chilelo. Who is someone who planted a vineyard and he didn't yet, you know, inaugurate it with the fourth year of the fruits? Yelech v'yashov levito. Mi ha'ish asher eras isha velo lekacha. Anyone is engaged here to a woman and he didn't marry her yet? Go back home. Don't go to battle. What do we see over here? What is the just by the sequence of these psukim? What do we see? Kulam yachzeru me'orchei ha'milchama. They all go back to war. Bli efresh. There's no difference between the one who's engaged to a wife and the one who built a house. V'hukshu ze laze. They are compared one to another. They're juxtaposed all together. Why? Ya'an asher tidme ahavatenu et pri avodatenu ke'ahavat erusin. Because the love of a human being to the fruits of his labor is equivalent to the love of erusin. Of course, each one in its own way. I'm not saying it's the same type of love. But in level of depths of the nefesh, a person loves what he accomplished with his hands, whether he built a house or nata kerem, he worked hard to cultivate a land and a vineyard with nice grapes. You can imagine a person who owns a vineyard, with the grapes that he makes wine with. Some people, they grow the grapes just for wine, specific grapes just for wine. Don't you dare talk to put down his vineyard next to him and say, the wine now is not good. Whoa, be careful! Because this is, it's like you're talking against his kala. He'll be just as insulted because it comes from the same deep core of emotions of the human being. It's an amazing thing. Ha'ahava hazot hi asher tavo min ha'netina b'li safek. He says, there's no doubt, this kind of love comes as a result of the giving he gave of himself. Ra'iti ma'aseh. He says, I saw a case, I saw a story. I don't know if he means he saw a story brought down in a book or he saw this actually happen. I'm not sure what he means. I saw a case, he says, v'hineh horim tse'irim. It's actually a painful story what he says here. Young parents, ra'u et kol chemdat chayehem bivnam ha'katan. They saw the love of their life in their child. B'sha'at cherum, but the time of war came, crisis. War broke out in that place. Everyone had to run away. And it happened, just so happened, the enemies caused them to separate their ways. Either he's talking about in the Holocaust or not, but that the father was with the son and the mother was forced to be separated from the father and the son. And that's how they stayed separated in their sadness, in their anguish, and their longing for many years. They were separated. Ad asher shakta ha-milchama, until the war quietened down. Ve-ha-shalom shaver mekomo, peace was restored. Va-yitva'adu yachdav b'nei ha-mishpacha kula, va-yismechu ish bere'ehu me'ot. Until they were able, Baruch Hashem, to reunite together, the family reunited, the mother with the father and son. But here comes the painful part. A wonder. They were never able to rectify that which was missing for many years. אהבת האב ובנו הייתה יותר עמוקה ודבוקה מאהבת האם והבן. See, here's the חידוש. The love, the connection that was between the father and the son was much greater than the love that the mother had for her son. Now, naturally, we tend to think that that can never be. A mother has much, and that's true. A mother has much more natural love towards the son. And again, why? For the very reason of what we're talking about, she carried the baby for 9 months and she wakes up for more than the husband who likes to believe that he wakes up for... it's really, you know, and it's because of that, right? And here, what did the separation do? Sadly, the love that the father had for the son was this time bigger than the mother's love. He enicha oto katan, because she left him when he was young. Vatimtza'ehu gadol, she found him when he was older. Vayhi be'eneha kilu acher, in her eyes it was like he's different. Yes, it's her son and she loves him, but it's someone else. Adayin hayta mitgagat achar bena katan she'enicha. She was still missing the baby that she left, not him. Aval hen zerak dimayon ve'ayehu shoresh hadavar. What's the root of this? Hu asher ha'av imen ve'gidel et hayeled tachteha. The father, for all those years, took care of his son. Zehu asher chaser la. That's what was missing all these years to the mother. Ve'shav elahav bimkoma ha'ahava ba min ha'netina ha'i. That whole love that comes from the nurturing and the giving, this time passed over to the father. Amu Abotenu will conclude with this. The Gemara says in Bab Mitzia Daf Lamed Bet. You can remember this. We're talking about the heart, lev. All right. So in Masechet Bab Mitzia Daf Lamed Bet, it says like this. It's a halacha. Ohev lifrok, vesone liton, mitzvah besone. Why? Kedei lachuf et yitzro. Means like this. Let's say you have two mitzvot coming before you at the same time. Ohev, your friend, is with his animal, lifrok. He needs to dismantle, he needs to unload everything from his animal. And there's a mitzvah to help a person to unload from the animal. There's a mitzvah to help. And also tzar ba'al chayim, to alleviate the weight off of an animal. So that's on one side. But he sees on the other side, who's coming from the other road? His sone, his enemy, lit'on, who needs help to load his animal. All right? Let's talk about a friend is coming. He needs help to unload his car from all the shopping. And the other side, you have the guy who you can't stand, right? And he needs to load his car. But let's stick to animals, because by animals you still have the element of tzar ba'al chayim. Now normally, if let's say you have two equal people coming before you, which mitzvah do you do first? The unloading. Because you have tzar ba'al chayim. Here, what do? Being that the one who you're not a friend with, he's the one who needs help to load, mitzvah besoneh. That mitzvah takes precedence. Why? Because there's a bigger mitzvah than everything. And that is to overcome your yetzer hara. You don't want to help him. Overcome the yetzer hara. That's a bigger mitzvah. Even though, practically speaking, over here you're loading the animal, over here it's unloading. No, there you do this mitzvah first. Lachuf et yitzro. See, he's explaining. Even though by the unloading you are doing a mitzvah midoraita of tzar ba'al chayim, mikol makom kedei lachuf et yitzro adiv. Quote. Why? Yesh inyan baze gam. He says it's not just the overcoming of the yetzer hara. He says it's more than that. Ki behetivo lesono, because when he's going to help out his so-called sone, his enemy, gam hu atzmo tistalek hasina milibo. Little by little, or at least partially, his hatred will leave his heart. V'tikanes tachteha ahavat anoten ela mekabel mimenu. He won't even know why. Oh, he doesn't look so bad. Why do I hate him so much? I shouldn't have to hate him so much. Where's that coming from? It's from the act of helping out. He's helping him out. As he's helping him out, all of a sudden, he doesn't feel the same animosity that he felt beforehand. I think it's built in, his pshat that Rav Dessler is saying, into the pasuk. What does it say in the pasuk? Azov ta'azov imo. And the literal pshat is, let go of what you're doing and go help him. But if you look in the Targum Unkelus on the pasuk, famously it says there, Azov ta'azov imo, let go of what you have in your heart against him and help him. So simply understood is, hey, overcome your yetzer hara, let go of your hatred and help him. According to Rav Dessler, the pasuk is saying even more. The helping him will help you let go of your hatred towards him. The helping will remove the animosity. Klalo shel davar. The principle of the matter is, ze asher yitena adam lezulato, that which one gives to another, lo yovad mimenu. You will never lose. You're not losing that which you give. Ela zo yitpashtuto atzmuto. That's actually an extension of yourself. Never feel that if you're giving, you are sacrificing something, that meaning you're losing now something on behalf of someone else. No, you're only extending yourself. You, part of you now is in that person. Ki argish asher gam chelek lo bechavero ze asher natan lo. You have a share in that friend to whom you gave. Zoi advekut sheben adam lezulato. That is the connection that is between man and his fellow man, asher nikra la b'shem ahava, which is called ahava, which is called love.